Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Kof Bet. Today's daf has been dedicated by the Hatan, Mr. David Meyer, from Sydney, Australia, in honor of his wedding today to his wife, Ilana. May he enjoy many years of happiness and health together. May he build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael. Be'ezrat Hashem, he will bring many children into the world. L'kayim mitzvat periyah v'ribiyah. And be'ezrat Hashem, he will continue his outreach program in Sydney, Australia, bringing people back to religion according to the minhag of our ancestors. Amen.
Amen.
Today's daf is being studied. Na'inu nishmat acham baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanichem began Eden. Amen. We are beginning today's daf on daf kuf aleph, Amud Bet, and we start on the bottom at the Mishnah. It is five lines from the bottom. And the Mishnah says, Neger sheyesh berosho glustera. Neger is like a plank of wood that has on top of it a glustera, is like a ball which can be used for crushing spices or pepper. Now, it's not designated for that, but that's the shape of this item. Now, what they want to use this for is as a bolt for the door. It means you want to stick it into the door post in order to, you know, like a lock. So the question is, can you do that on Shabbat? And just to get a quick picture of our what we're talking about over here is your door in your Pirush Chai, picture number 72. And the neger is the beam like, or the pole. On top of it has that little ball that's called the glustera, and using it as a lock, they put it in the eskupa. They stick it in the hole in the eskupa. So now the door is locked. They can't you can't open the door. So the Mishnah says, can you do this on Shabbat or not? Neger sheyesh berosho glustera. We can read Rashi. Neger kabilia, that's the French word. Shetohavin oto bechur shebe eskupa. They thrust it in the hole of the eskupa, then all the delit in order to lock the door. Sheyesh berosho glustera, sherosho ava. It has a thick head. Veraui lebuchna. It's raui for it to be like a grinder or a crusher. Lichtos v'lishchok bo pilpilin. Right, you can grind peppers with it. Even though it's technically considered a keli, right, it's a utensil, Rabbi Eliezer osir. Still, Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot stick it into the skupa on Shabbat. It's got to be actually attached to the door itself. What's the reason? According to Rabbi Eliezer, he says this is domeh lebinyan. Even though it can be used as a keli, and the logic would be if it's a definite keli, everybody agrees it's not domeh lebinyan, because nobody puts a keli, you know, in an iskupat uses a lock. And if you're doing it, it's obvious that it's temporary and it's not permanent and it's just you know, just for a temporary situation. Hadush over here is even though this neger can be used as a keli because of the glustera on top of it, still he says you're going to have a problem when you stick it in the iskupa, unless you tie it to the door. Then already it looks like it's attached to the door from before Shabbat. It's considered a normal lock, right? So that's the whole question of, is it considered boneh or not? So again, we read the Mishnah. Neger, sheyesh berosho glustera, Rabbi Eliezer osir. Again, the Rabbi Eliezer says it is asur. Why? Because the issue is boneh. The Rabbi Yosef matir. Rabbi Yosef says no. Since it has the glustera, that makes like a keli. and therefore nobody puts a keli in the eskupat, I mean bone, you don't bone with the keli, and therefore he holds if you put it there on Shabbat as a lock, it's okay. Neshi, v'Rabbi Yosef matid the Torah keli alav. Why? Mishum glustra v'lo mechzik bone. It doesn't look like you're building. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ma'ase bechneset shebeteberia. There was a story with the Knesset, well, let's say the synagogue in Tiberia, Shayu Noagim Boheter, Ad Shebar Aban Gamliel Vazikenim Vasulahim. They were lenient with this type of lock, with the glustra on top on Shabbat. They used to lock the door with it. However, the rabbis, Aban Gamliel and the rabbis came along and said, shouldn't do it. And they were said, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef says, no, the story was the exact opposite. Isur Nahagubo. That they were mahmir in the Bet Knesset in Tiberia, not to use this item as a lock. And the rabbis came along and said, no, why not? It's mutar. Since it has the glustera, it's like a keli, and therefore you have no problem. It's not domeh, neboneh. Comes the Gemara. Binital be'egdo kune'alma lo peligye. Now, Bashi, two lines in the bottom. Kishu kashur v'talui b'chebel shel kayama. If let's say you tied this neger to the door with a strong rope, v'ra'ui l'taltelo al yedei oto chebel, and you could lift up the neger with this rope, and it's not going to break, v'en on itzag b'yadei, and the rope is not going to snap, meaning it's a strong rope that's holding the neger to the door, kule alma lo peligi. Bashi, deshare. That's permissible. The kevan de kashur v'talu yafe, since it's tied nicely, muhamilta dilinol kaye, clearly it's seen that you attached it in order to use it for a lock. V'lo mechzik boneh. It's not boneh. It's like you're taking a separate component and adding it. This is the lock of the door. And what's the proof? The rope is strong, and therefore it's attached already. No argument. Everybody's going to say mutar. Ki pelige. Where's the argument? So the argument is going to be kesheeno nital beigdo, where you cannot move it with its rope. Meaning, if you're going to lift it by the rope is going to snap. That she says kesheen nital beigdo shehevel dak. Right, the rope is very thin. You're going to try to move it with the hevel miyad nefsak. It's going to break. Since it's not really attached well, it's considered as if it's on the floor. It's considered, we don't consider it attached bechlal. And everybody agrees, because we're going to say later on, neged amunah, neged, a piece of wood that's resting on the floor, she'eno kashud badelt eno alimbo, v'hayname munahu. And she says that we consider something that's not tied good. Meaning, if it's tied in a way where if you're going to lift it up by the string, it's going to break, that's considered as if it's on the floor. Oh, mishum glustera lo sharile. And the glustera that's on it is not going to matir because it's really not a keli. But you know, we see it as a glustera, and I mean, it could be used as a grinder, but it's not made for that. So therefore, according to the B, in the eyes of the Mishnah, he's mahmir. The only time will be mekel, if you had the neger, what the glustera, and you tied it good to the door. Rashi kevin, be Yosef Sabar, glustera mahanyale. He said, no, the glustera coaches it up, the kevan, the kli, udo avi kebinyan. And therefore, according to him, even if the neger is not tied well, since it's a glustera, the glustera makes it a keli, and it's not the derech to make binyan with kelim, and therefore it can be used as a lock even on Shabbat. Comes the Gemara and says, "Demor savar kevan sheyesh berosho glustera torat keli alav." Rabbi Yosef holds, since it has a glustera on it, it's considered a keli. Umor savar kevan de'enu nitad be'egdo lo. He said, "No, since it cannot be held by the rope, it's considered if it's on the ground, and therefore it's detached totally. Detached totally, you cannot put it on the door." So that's the machloket in the Mishnah between the Bili Ezer and Rabbi Yosef. Comes the Gemara and Mishnah. Neger hanigrar. Okay, now we have a neger, one of these locks, these pieces of wood. Hanigrar. That is what? That is dragging on the ground. Rashi says, neger hanigrar, shekashur badelet, it's attached to the door, aval eno talui, but it's not hanging. Shehevel aruch, it's a long rope, umitok shenigrar, and since it's now dragging on the floor, eno nireh kekashur, and since it drags on the floor, it doesn't really, it's not noticeable that it is tied to the door. Usheen b'rosho glustra kam. Now we're talking about astam, there's no glustra. So you want to see a picture in your pirush chai, that would be picture number 75, right? You see over here, you have the neged, that's the piece of wood over there. It's tied to the door. It's a long rope, so therefore it continues to rest on the ground. Okay? That's the way you have a neger and negrar. Okay? So again, let's read that inside the Mishnah. Neger and negrar, no'alim bo b'mikdash. In the Bet HaMikdash, it's permissible to use such an item. What's the chadush in the Bet HaMikdash, Rashi? Dishvut be'almahu. We have a rule, and shvut b'mikdash, that there's no rabbinical restrictions in the Bet HaMikdash. Anything that's asur midrabbanan is mutar in the Bet HaMikdash. Now this item over here, since it's tied, when you're putting it in the lock, in the eskupa, it looks like boneh. But it's really not boneh because it's attached to the door. But since it has a long rope, it looks like it's boneh. So it's only isud rabbanan. So they're telling you, if you have the neged that has the rope, it's a long rope, in the mikdash, it'll be permissible. Rashi, no'alim bo b'mikdash, d'shvut pe'almahu, de'eno bone mamash, ho'il v'kashur. De'kach, e'la ho'il v'negrah, it's resting on the floor because it's a long rope, me'hzike bone, ve'en shvut rabbanan b'mikdash, lo gazru sham. And Rashi clearly tells us they didn't make gezerot in the mikdash. Aval lo b'medina, but not in the Medina. What is the Medina? Medina means outside of the Bet HaMikdash. It's Yisud Rabbanan. V'amunah. But if it's totally not attached and it's just sitting on the floor, kan v'kan asur. Because that's Yisud Deoraita already. You have a neger. There's no glustra on top, so it's definitely not a keli. It's resting on the floor. To take it up and put it in the hole on Shabbat, that's definitely boneh, which is one of the av melachot. It was going to be asur even in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is a little more lenient. He says, Hamunach mutar b'mikdash. He holds, even when it's resting on the floor totally, it's only Yisud Rabbanan. And therefore in the Mikdash it'll be mutar. V'negrar b'medina. And if it's negrar, then already he holds it's mutar. And therefore it'll be permissible even in the Medina. So Rabbi Yehuda upgrades everything one level. Rashi. V'amunach she'eno kashur klal, havi binyan mamash, according to Tanakh Kama. And therefore, if it's totally detached on the floor, in the Mikdash it's going to be asur as well, because it is a av melacha. But Rabbi Yehuda sabar, la binyan mamashu, ela dome le binyan, ube Mikdash lo gazru shivut. The Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Ezehu neger hanigrar shenu'alim b'mikdash aval lo b'medina. What type of neger, what type of piece of wood, lock, that's resting on the floor, is it permissible to do in the mikdash, but not in the medina? So the braita says, kol shekashur v'talui, it's tied to the door and it's hanging, v'rosho echad magia la'aris, and one of the ends of it reaches the floor, so it's not totally flat on the ground, it's just hitting the floor from one end. Rabbi Yehuda omer ze ap medina mutar. He says if it's attached to the door, even in the Medina, it'll be permissible. Ela ezu neger shenu'alim b'mikdash aval lo b'medina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the case that's permissible in the Mikdash, not in the Medina? Kol she'eno lo kashur ve'lo talui. It's not tied to the door at all, and it's not hanging. Vishomto umaniho bekerin zavit. You take it off the eskupan, you just store it in the corner. So in the Mikdash, it's mutar, because he holds that's only mehzi kebone, it's domen lebinyan. However, in the Medina, even Yisud Rabbanan is asur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shimon halacha, ke Rabbi Yehuda benigrar. So, Shmuel comes along and says, that regarding the deen of nigrar, it'll be halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not what? Rashi. Halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Nigrar demutar afidu b'medina. According to him, once it's attached to the door, it's mutar even in the Medina. Aval lo b'munach deshal Rabbi Yehuda b'Mikdash letel cheta kevateh. But regarding what Rabbi Yehuda said, that if it's totally detached, that it's going to be permissible in the Mikdash, we don't go like the halakha like that. The kevan she'eno kashur shem binyan gamuru. Since it's not tied there, it's considered total binyan. Kishad negarim shenohatsim bekotanim vabone kosu hayav. And somebody builds kosu even a drop on Shabbat, hayav. Umelacha deoraita lo tov b'mikdash. Umelacha deoraita we're not matir in the mikdash. Chutz meklamat timidin musafin. Except for bringing the korbanot, we matir that the korbanot simur shdeoraita shabbat because of the katuv. Which is the only deoraita that we override in the Beit Mikdash is the korbanot, only because we have pesukim. But boneh, we don't have a gezerat katuv to be matirin, we're not going to be matirin. So when Shmuel said, "Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'nigrar," meaning when it's attached to the door with the rope, and it's nigrar even on, you know, part of it's nigrar on the aris, that'll be permissible in the Medina. That will be lenient on the court of Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's totally detached from the door, we're not taking Rabbi Yehuda's leniency that it's permissible in the Mikdash. Because really we're going to hold that it would be Isur Deoraita, like that she says. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, but this is only said, Vehushe Kashur Badelet. Which means, when do we say that the Negra Negrar is permissible on Shabbat? That's only talking about where it's tied to the actual door itself. Rashi says, "V'ushi kashub b'det atzma, temuchach shapir, v'lo shikashub b'mezuzah." Meaning you didn't tie it to the door post. That's not enough. It has to be totally muchach, evident that this is a lock for the door. And therefore you have to attach it to the door itself. Ini, we have a contradiction. V'ara b'tabla, ikla l'mechoza. B'tabla came to mechoza. He saw a fellow that had the neg and the lock, that he tied it to the ibrad de dasha. What's ibrad de dasha? To the threshold. Wasn't to the door. And he didn't tell him anything. So you see what? Doesn't have to be attached to the door proper. So the Gemara says, Hahu nital be'igdo haba. That case over there is where it was tied firmly, where if you lift up the string would not break. Now she says, "Kilomar kashur haya bechevel hazak." So now you're seeing a chiluk. If it's tied with a strong rope, I don't care where it's tied. Even if it's tied to the threshold or the doorpost, that's considered attached. When do we say it has to be attached to the door itself? That's when it's not a strong string, which means if you lift it up by the string, it might come apart. So that's to be totally mukhat, that it's for the door, it's attached. And then we have to put it on the door itself. But even though it's nigrar to the ground, doesn't matter. The Medina, the Rabbi Yehuda, and they will be permissible to stick it in the ground, into the skupa, I should say. Hava Migdau, Rav Avia Iklal in Ardea. Rav Avia found himself in Ardea. Hazia Lahu Gabra, he saw a fellow, Dava Kakatir Begemi. He saw he was tying the neger to the door with Gemi. Gemi's like a reed. It's not so strong. Amar den lo nitrok. He told him this lo nitrok. Rashi ze lo yinol. He said, "I'm sorry. You cannot use this as a lock on Shabbat. She'eno kashur. It's not tied well. Dichman de leta legemi dami. It's considered as if it is not tied at all. And therefore, this is not tied at all. It's on the floor." Now obviously we're talking about a case where it wasn't tied to the actual door itself. He saw him tie what gave me to the threshold or to the mezuzah. So he told him, sorry, this item on Shabbat, lo nitruk. Do not use it as a lock. Why? Because since it's not tied tightly, it's considered on the ground. On the ground, it's not, it's a problem of boneh. Like shitat hachamim, which were mahmir in such a case. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ba'er Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera had a question. Nikmaz mahu. What's nikmaz? That she says, shenichnas ha-neger b'chora askupa. You're taking the neger on Shabbat, you're putting it in the hole of the askupa. V'nifhat oto ha-chor. It's a deep hole. V'yotze ha-neger l'tzad ha-karka. And the hole goes all the way down into the ground itself underneath. V'no'etz pe-karka. You're actually sticking it into the ground mamash. V'adash ta'idi kish askupa givuha. Till now we're talking about with askupas, let's say elevated a little, there's a little hole in the askupa. Then a chonikav adaris. But now we want to discuss if it actually goes into the ground itself. You want to see your pictures, you have a picture of that in your Pirush Chai. That would be 79. You see the askupa has a, like a hole that goes all the way down that reaches to the aris. So what's the question of the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, what are you asking? Lo shami alehad etanya, didn't you learn the braita that said, Nishmat Asur, that if it easily comes out, so then it's going to be Asur. Nikmaz Mutar, but if it's nikmaz, if it goes firmly into the ground, it's mutar. As she says, nishmat, shenifsaka chebel, shuka shurbo. Let's say the rope breaks. Varim unach bekeren zavit, kishupoteach oto. Right? And therefore it's totally detached. So then already is going to be asur. However, nikmaz, the braita says, is going to be mutar. So he says, Yosef's asking him, what's your question? He's saying, it should be mutar. Now obviously you have to say the neged is kashur. It's kashur to the door. And he's coming to tell you that what? If it goes all the way in, it's going to be mutar. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Amar, nikmaz, afal pi she'eno nishmat asur. Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? That if it's totally in the hole itself that goes to the ground, even though it doesn't fall, meaning it's tied, doesn't fall off, asur. Why? Why should nikmaz be asur? Which is, according to this, when you go deep in the ground, it looks like you're building. Even though if it's attached with a rope to the door, which normally we said they have no problem, yeah, that's also when you're just sticking it in the hole of the eskupa. But when you stick it into the eskupa, it goes all the way deep in the ground, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, that's going to be asur. Why? Because it's domeh lebinyan. So that's already in the karka itself. And the halakha follows Rabbi Yehuda. The tying only helps you when, that's when you're sticking it in the regular eskupa itself. However, tying it to the door, sticking into the karka, mechzik ebon. Of course, it's only sudra banan, but it is indeed a sud nonetheless. Ba'amine Rav Nechume bar Zechariah ma'abaye. Asa lo bet yad mahu. I think you have a picture of that. Asa lo bet yad. Yeah, that would be picture number 81. You made like a handle or a grip on top of the neged. Okay? The grip on top of the item. What's the question? That she says, Lenega Sheno Kashur Klal. It's not tied to the door at all. Vetachad bet yad bim saito. And you put like a bet yad in the middle of it. Vedomel le makevit. It looks like a pestle or a hammer. Now it definitely looks like a keli. Now again, the rule is, if it's a keli, it's better. Because keli, you don't usually build with a keli. So therefore, the more it's domet to a keli, the easier will be putting it into the Askupa. Now, Amar le Bukhna ka Amart. What are you talking? You're not a Bukhna. What's a Bukhna? Bukhna is actually a pestle that's used for grinding. He says, what are you telling me? You tell me a Bukhna? Vadai Bukhna mutar. It's a candy. That she says, Bukhna ka Amart. Havadai share. Bukhna makivet. It's a hammer. And they use it to cut, to grind the wheat. So therefore, if it's definitely a keli, it does not even have to be attached, it will be mutar. Itmar, Amar Rav Nechumei bar Adda, Asalo bet yad, mutar. Hahu sharita. Okay. Sharita, she's just korah. A big log. That was by the house of Rav Pedat. You needed 10 men to lift it up. It was a very heavy item. They went, they lifted it up on Shabbat, and they put it against the door. And against the, leaning against the door in order to make sure the door is closed. You see a picture in 82 in your Pirush Highs. It's like a big piece of wood. They just, you know, stuck it against the door. Velo amar lehu velamide, and the rabbi didn't say anything. Now the issue of here is not in yan of locking or something like that, because you're not sticking it in the iskupa, you're not building. The issue of here is a mukse. The issue of here is in yan of mukse, because it's just a log. So amar torat keli aleha. He said, nah, it's not mukse. This has a din of a keli. Rashi says, "Be'asara kilomar masui asara ben adam aya ba ve'afil lagilo asar alayu ve'shadu le'adasha le'sumcha ba'layla, to keep it closed at night. Ve'torat keli shinuya li'shev aleha. You can sit on it. So therefore, since you can sit on it, it's not mukse, even though it's very heavy. That's the anush of the Gemara. Even though the item, you need 10 people to lift it up, but if it serves as a function of heter, like this case over here, it'll be klishmak tol heter. It's a log, you sit on it. So the hadush was, you can use it also to put it against the door, to lock it. So this is a hadush and not boneh. This is a hadush in the laws of mukse. Okay. Next case. Ha'i asita. What is asita? Right, a mortar. What is the mortar? That is like the pestle. That's the item that they... The keli, that's the vessel that they put these spices in. Yeah? So it says, Dehava ben Mor Shimuel. And it was in the house of Mor Shimuel. Dehava mahzeket adriba. It was able to hold an adriba, that's a measure. Rashi says it's 15 se'ah. Okay, which is half a kud, which is a substantial amount. Okay, up to 60 gallons. So it says, Shara Mor Shmuel leMishdiya Adasha. So he allowed you to take this item, heavy item, and put it by the door. Again, to lock the door with it, you know, to block the door. Amar, he said, Torat Keli Aleha. He said, this is considered Torat Keli. What's the Torat Keli on this item? So I guess also, you could sit on it. It's a big item, and therefore it could serve as a heter. And therefore it's not considered mukse. And then you see the same concept. A heavy item, if it can be used for heter, does not lose its status of keli. Therefore, it can be used for heter, in this case, to put it up against the door. Okay. Shalach le Rami bar Yechezkel le Rav Amram. So Rav Yechezkel, or Rami bar Yechezkel, sent to Rav Amram. Ne'malan mor, please tell us, our master, tell us, mehalin mile me'aliyeta, from the good halachot, from the good the laws, the amar tlan that you've told us, mesheme derav aseh, bekipe de arba, regarding the kipe of the boats. What is kipe de arba? So Rashi says, olmot שעושים בספינה שנועסים כעין מעגלים שקוראים צירקל סירקל ראשו אחד בדופן זה של ספינה וראשו שני בדופן זה והוא כפוף כמו אולם ועומד כמו כיפה. You have boats, have merchandise on the boats. They want to make sure that the merchandise doesn't get wet. So they have to, let's say, cover it. Now, how do they cover it? So what they would create is, on the top of the boat, like kippot, arches, going across. From one side of the boat, they would arc all the way to the other side. They would go across the whole boat like that. And then they would take, let's say, a mat, and they would drape it over these arcs, and it would be considered a covering. If you look at your picture books, you have it, the art school has a good picture of it, of what these kippot are. Your Pirush Chai has it in 84 as well. You see that it goes from one side of the boat to the other. Then we go, you know, throughout the whole length of the boat, and they would cover it. So it says like this. So tell us a hadush regarding this kippot de arba, the arcs of the boat.
Lecture mode on.
So he sent him the following halakha. Amar Rav Aseh, Hani kippah de arba. These kippah, these, call them, I guess, the arcs that they make on the boats. Bizman sheyesh bahem tefach. If, let's say, the thickness of each arc is a tefach, iname or en bahem tefach. Let's say each arc is narrow, they don't have a tefach. Ve'en ben ze laze shlosha. But what? It's not within three of each other. Each arc is less than three tefachim of each other. So what's the common denominator in these two cases? It is considered an ohel already. Because to be considered an ohel, it has to have the thickness of at least a tefach. So if the actual metal that are going across the boat, if each one is thickness of a tefach, so it's an ohel already. Or even if it's less than a tefach, but if it's within three tefachim of each other, you have lavud. And therefore it's considered closed. So therefore, lemachar mevi mahaselet, the next day you can bring a mat, upores alehen, and you could drape it. Maitama mosif al ohel arayu. It's already, you're just adding to a temporary oil. The oil was there before Shabbat. So you'll have to be mosif on a temporary oil. And therefore you have no problem. Comes the, let's read Rashi for a second to catch up. First wide line in Rashi, she is b'hem tefach, she'ro'av shel ma'agal tefach. The batzir mit tefach, because if it was less than a tefach, lo avi oil. It's considered an oil already from Friday. It's only considered adding to a existing oil. And therefore the oil is made already. Next case. These elim, yani rams, the avule Rav Huna, that Rav Huna had, the bimama ba'utula, in the day they needed shade from the sun, ubelilya ba'u avira, and at night they needed air. Okay, so what are they going to do? Rashi says, bimama ba'utula mipnei ashrav, it's because of the sun. Ubalayla ba'u avira hana'at takor. Meaning they need some air, ventilation. Mipnei habala kayitz. Because we're talking about the windy summer months. Ubimot achol hayu pursin alin b'chasel b'yom rotim balayla. In the weekdays there was no problem. They had them like under an area. So during the week, during the day, they would cover the, put a cover over this, let's say, structure, and therefore they would be under this hut, for example, and then on Shabbat, not on Shabbat, and at night they would just take the cover off, so now the wind would go through. The question is, were they able to do this on Shabbat? What's the problem? By putting the mahaselet, or the covering on top of the structure, you're making an oil. Taking it off, you're destroying an oil. So the shayla was, what are they supposed to do on Shabbat? So he came in front of Rav. Rav Huna came in front of Rav. Amale zil kroch budya v'shayir ba tefach, which means go and put the budya, put the cloth or the mat over the structure. However, when you are going to
open it up, always leave a tefach of roof. So long as you leave tefach of roof, which is when you uncover the roof, just don't uncover it totally. Uncover it, but you're leaving a tefach on the roof, therefore it's still considered an ohel. And now, when Shabbat comes, and the sun comes out, and you're going to want to give them shade, you can just roll it out, because it's considered mosif al ohel harai, since you left a tefach there. If you would have unrolled it totally, there's no ohel bichlal. Now on Shabbat, you cannot make a new ohel from scratch. So that was the tefach he gave him, the tefach leniency. Let's get those words inside. So he told them, Zil kroch budya, go and fold or roll the mahaselet, the mat on the roof, the shiir betefach, and leave a tefach that is still roofed. And therefore, you always have a tefach on top. Ulmachar pashteh. And on tomorrow, you'd be able to extend it. Right? From the tefach that's there already, continue it. Mosif al oil arayu shapir dame ve shapir dame. Since you're adding to an existing oil, it's considered mutar. You want to see the picture in your perush chais? You have an 85. You see it exactly, the pen that they had. He has the machaselt on top. He leaves a tefach. So long as the tefach is there, it's considered an oil already, and therefore you can continue to roll it out on Shabbat. And for that matter, on when the night comes of Neil Shabbat, you would roll it up to a tefach and not more. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav, Mishum Rabbi Hiya, Vilon Mutar Lintoto Umutar Leforko B'Shabbat. What's a vilon? Vilon is a curtain. Person has a door, so he wants to hang a curtain, like a makeshift wall, on Shabbat. Mutar. Why? Because this is not considered an ohel. Tachamim only made a gezerah, what? I'm making an ohel arai. Ohel arai means there's a roof. Here it's not a roof, this is considered a mechitza. And it's a mechitza arai. Hakamim did not make a gezerah. So a person wouldn't be allowed to hang a curtain in front of a door on Shabbat to make a mechitza. Rashi says, mutar lintoto. I'm sorry, vilon, we can read that one before. Keneged petach l'sni'ut. I want to say, you know, for everyone's privacy. Mutar lintoto, delav ohelu. Delo kibiyahatam ela, ken darko dinatenu stalek kedilet ba'alma. Right? It's a temporary, I'm like a door. You put it there, and you move it, you open it, and you close it. Comes the Gemara and continues. Next case. Kilat hatanim. Kilat hatanim is literally the canopy bed that the hatanim used to sleep in. We had this in Masechet Shabbat as well. Mutar lefurka velintota b'Shabbat. It's permissible to open it and close it on Shabbat. Now let's review what the canopy bed looked like in our Pirush Chais. Okay, for that matter, in our picture, we'll go one at a time. In the Pirush Chai, picture number 86. In your picture books, we call it, it is the last picture in the book. 360. Basically what it is you have a base, and then you have two pieces of wood coming out of the middle of the frame, and then a crossbar going, you know, across the whole length. Now what happens, you drape it, you take a cloth, and you throw it over. What's going to happen is, it's going to, like a tent. The chidush is, since at the apex, at the top of the kila, you don't have a tefach, in a case where it's very narrow, so then already it's mutar to drape it on Shabbat and undrape it. Why? Because you're not making an oil. Oil minimally needs a gag of a tefach. The Gemara is going to say some restrictions. Exactly. Which means it has to be narrow, not only at the top, but within three of the top. Mm-hmm. Because anything within three of the top is still considered lavud. So therefore the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat Pered Rav Ide Lo Amaran Ela She'en Begaga Tefa. Rule number one, it cannot have at the apex, at the roof itself, a tefa. Then it'll be mutar. Ava Yesh Begaga Tefa Asur. Furthermore, V'chi'em Begaga Tefa Lo Amaran Ela She'en Befachot Mishloshat Simuch Lagag Tefa. It also cannot have a tefach, so it's within three tefachim of the roof. Because that's also considered lavud. It'd be the same thing as if it's on the top. Third condition. Which means, let's explain. On the base, right, where you have this pole on both sides in the middle of the base, of the frame, let's say, right? So, from the from that post that's in the middle of the frame, to each side, it's splitting the frame in half. Each side has to be less than a tefach for this to be good. But if each side is more than a tefach, that's considered the slope of Ohalim, because bottom line, they slope to the bottom in a degree of a tefach, right? Because it's going all the way to the bottom. So on the bottom it is a tefach of slope. That's considered Shipu'e Ohalim, and it's going to be asur even if you don't have a tefach on top, since it slopes in the degree of a tefach on both sides, that's going to be asur as well. Now if you look at your picture books, you can see, appreciate that. That would be picture number 90 in the Pirush Chai. You see, Oshko has a picture as well. Oshko has a very good picture as well. Where you see on the bottom, the frame itself cannot have a tefach on each side of that beam that's in the center of it. If it has more than a tefach, that's Shippu'e O'alim. Now, Rashi asks the obvious question here. Who can sleep in such a bed like this? Which you're talking about now, it's narrow on the top, within three tefachim it's narrow, and now it's very narrow on the bottom also, it really, it's a very narrow tipi. How can anybody access such a kila? So let's read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, Meshipua, Mekneged im sa'id gagad makom se sfatiri akala sham lo erhif tefach. Which means when it's wide, it becomes like an oil because it drapes down like an oil. But when it's narrow, it's just like a wall that's going straight down. That's the sevara. If it has the length of a tef on each side, which is even though it's shipu'e ohalim, which means it's going on an incline, since it goes to the incline of a tefach, because that's the width of each side, that's considered as if it's a regular roof, and if it's going to be asur. Okay, so then he says, good.
איזו מיטה שאין ברחבה שני תפחים או גימל חסר משהו שיהיה בגגה פחות מתפח או שני שפועי כל אחד פחות מתפח
what type of bed is this? That's got not a tefach on top, not a tefach within three, and the shipua doesn't go with tefach. What do you use the bed for? The Yishlomar, so that she gives you a different configuration here.
שהמיטה רחבה כמשפטה.
It's a regular bed that has the regular long width of the frame.
V'naklitin harbe yotzin himena.
But you have many bars or poles that are coming out of it.
L'shnei rasheya on both sides. V'onim le'marla sidurin echad namuch ve'echad gavoa. V'kanim netunim aleihem v'naklitin shebrashil v'naklitin shebrgleya. ופורס על המיטה שתיים ושלוש קילות קטנות בגגה ונעה גדולה פרוסה סביב המיטה לנפנות.
The way to understand it is the best way would be looking at a picture. Now the art school gives you the best picture of this over here. Perush Chai also as well at number 91 and 92. I'm going to look at the Perush Chai because he gives you the stages of it. You see, it's a regular bed. It's a regular bed that has the width of a normal bed where somebody could fit underneath it. So that's not the issue. You can get in. The issue is over here, see on the top, you have bars that are going across, one low, one high. Then next to it, one low, and one high. And now, you drape it. So when you drape it, you have like now, many different roofs on the top. That's picture number 92. So therefore, you have like two or three different kilot, two different like canopies that it forms. Now, follow the rules. The rules would be, if each canopy on top is less than a tefa on top, and less than a tefa within three, and now, in between, right, the sticks that are holding up these beams, if it's less than a tefa, means when it drapes down, it's less than a tefa in between each one, then it's going to be permissible. So the Baalis Rashi gave you a scenario where it's possible to fit into the bed itself. Correct. Others that we said in Masechet Shabbat, if I'm not mistaken, that she over there, that was for show. It wasn't really for sleeping. It was just like a piece of furniture. In any event, that is the case. Comes the Gemara and says, V'amar Rab Shisha Bere Derav Ide Sayana Share. What's Sayana? A hat. She says made out of felt. It's mutar to wear a felt hat on Shabbat. What's the question? Question is oil. Has a brim. And the brim now is making a tent. So the Gemara says, it's okay. Gemara says, V'at Tanya Asur. What do you mean? We have a bright that says, you can't wear a hat on Shabbat. Lakasha. Hadid betefah, hadid betefah. It depends how big the brim is. If the brim is the shiur of a tefah, that's an oil. It's asur. If not, mutar. Ela me'ata, the Gemara says, according to this, sharbib begilime tefah, hakanemid asur. If a person, let's say, is wearing a talit over his head, and the talit extends beyond his head a tefah, and now forms, let's say, in oil. You're going to tell me that that's asur? You see the picture in number 94 in your Perush Highs? You see the guy has his talit on? So it's extending over his head a tefah. You're going to tell me that that is going to be asur? That she says, Heirik betaliton alam roshob rotsio tefah. How can it be asur? The Gemara is assuming that that cannot be asur. That's a malbush. So the Gemara says, El ala kasha. Hadim haddek, hadilom haddek. The issue is over here, is it tight or not? What do you mean tight or not? Rashi. Rashi learns the issue of the hat is not an oil issue. Why? Because we let you wear a talit over your head, even though it's extending off your head a tefa. So what's the issue? Mm. We're worried that the hat might fly off your head on Shabbat. V'atel atuyen, you might come to carry it. Hilka ki mehadek, when it's tight, meaning it's a good fitting hat. V'kashur b'rtsu'a, and it's also tied. You have a string to tie. And the Rashash learns in Nashi, it's either or. Either it's a tight hat, or it's a strap hat where you have no problem of it falling off. Then already it is permissible. Ta'at savaro shari v'ilo asur. So the issue is not tefah or yeh tefah according to Rashi. The issue basically is the size of the hat, if it's fitting or not. So therefore, when Rav Shisha said sayana share, he was talking about it's tight fitting. When the Braita said asur, it's talking about loose fitting. And according to Rashi, the tefah issue does not come into play. Now, that is not the halakha, incidentally. The halakha does make an issue of tefah, and does make an issue of oil. So therefore, Nashi's issues are a concern as well. There has to be a good fitting hat, but there's other ways of learning the Gemara that also keep the original thought of the Gemara that it is an oil issue. Comes the next Mishnah. Comes the next Mishnah and says, "Mahzidin sir atahton b'mikdash, aval lo b'medina." Literally means on Shabbat it is permissible to return the bottom hinge of a door, let's say of a closet, on Shabbat, the bottom hinge, aval lo b'medina, but not outside the mikdash. Va'alyon, but the upper hinge kan v'kan asur. The Biyuda omer ha'alyon b'mikdash, b'tachton b'medina. The Biyuda says the opposite. He upgrades. The alyon is mutar in the mikdash, and the tachton is mutar everywhere. Now what is the alyon and what is the tachton? Rashi.
מחזירים ציר התחתון של דלת, חלון, שידה, טבע ומגדל. Okay, those are all different types of closets, cabinets. I'm going to show you a quick picture of all these here. This is a cabinet, like a rectangular cabinet. They're calling it a teva. A sheda would be like an amwa, like a dresser. It's a tall, it's high. A migdal is also like a dresser. Comes to like a point on top. Okay, so that's sheda, teva, sheda, migdal. That's picture 96. Is the Teva, 95 is the Sheda, 97 is the Migdal. Just so you get a picture. Now basically all of them have doors. That's the common denominator. So that she tells us, Shepetchahen mitzidehem. The doors are on the side. Meaning, as opposed to, let's say, a structure where the doors are on the top. Here the doors are on the side. We have to open them. The tzirach tachton, the bottom hinge, זמן שלא יצא העליון נוח לחזירו ואין כאן בניין, which is the bottom hinge is easy to stick in. So long as the top hinge is in, the bottom hinge is the easier one, and therefore it's not considered an inyan of Bonet. Now if you look in your Pirush Chayes, they do show you a picture of that, 96, where the top hinge is still attached, and the bottom hinge came loose. So therefore, Tanakama is telling you, Mahzirim Tzir Tahton B'Megdash, because at worst, it'll only be Yisud Rabbanan, looks like you're being Bonet. No Yisud Rabbanan's in the Megdash, it's okay. Right? But not in the Medina, the Elyon would be a Deoraita, because that's actually Bonet. So it'll be Asur in both places. Rashi. The reason why you cannot stick the bottom hinge in, that she says is gezerah, that you might come to take a hammer and you're going to bang it in. And that's already a melakav makim patish. So that's the gezerah in the Medina. Once the top hinge comes out, the whole thing is broken. That's considered total boneh. The kasabar yesh binyan bekeli. They have to hold that this opinion must say that what? That there is binyan by kelim. Which means it's not that you're building a keli. This is a keli already. It's just that it broke. So they hold that what? Yesh binyan bekelim. Umelaka lutra afilu b'mikdash. Good. Now, let's read the Mishnah again. מחזירים סיר התחתון במקדש, אבל לא במדינה. והעליון כאן וכאן אסור. ביהודה אומר, העליון במקדש והתחתון במדינה. תנו רבנן, סיר דלת שבה, שדה, טבע ומגדל. That's the hinge. מחזירים. In the מקדש, you can put the hinge back. ובמדינה, דוחקים. But in the מדינה, it's talking about the bottom hinge, you can just push it. It didn't totally come out. It just became loose. So the Brayta is telling you, in the Mikdash, no problem, you're allowed to, even if it totally came out, put it back in. In the Medina, you're just able to push it back in. The bottom. V'alyon, kan v'kan, lo yahzir. But the bottom you cannot put back at all. Gezera shema yitaka. V'im taka. Elyon. The top. You cannot put it back. Why gezera shema yitka? Ve'im taka, hayav chatat. Now, shel bor ve'shel dut ve'shel yatsiya. That is, Rashi, we'll read each item when it's called. Well, let's read Rashi first, please. Ubemedina dohakim. Im lo yatsa kulo. Right? If let's say the bottom hinge in the Medina did not come out completely, mechora eskupa, from let's say the eskupa itself, elat peinu shemet, it just started to get loose, dohakin lechor, you can just push it back in. Good, no problem with that. Va'alyon kan v'kan asu la'azid, avi bonem mamash, why? Shema yitaka. Shema yachzikenu b'makabotu b'gerzen. You might take hammers and start banging it in. Vehavya melacha. And it's considered a melacha. Now watch that she's hadush here. Ve'atachtona b'medinaka'e. When do we make this gezerah? In a case where the bottom hinge totally came out in the Medina. Again,
If it's still in, just push it. If it totally came out, even the bottom inches are sur in the Medina. Why? Shema yitaka. Why can't it be talking about the upper hinge? So that she says, Diya alyon ka'e uba migdash. Because if you're telling me that it's the upper hinge in the migdash, have a shvut. It's only a gezerah that you cannot stick it back in, gezerah that you might come to, bang. And therefore, the akhazat gezerah mishum shemi itaka, v'amay mitzah b'migdash, v'amar v'alyon kan v'kan asur, v'ashvut b'migdash to gazru. So it must mean that when it comes to the alyon, it's asur to put it back at all. Because putting the alyon back is considered bone deoraita. That's why it says alyon kan v'kan asur. When it says tahton is asur shema yitaka, that's got to mean tahton that came totally dislodged in the Medina, gizera shema yitaka. It has to be in the Medina. Because if that was the issue in the Mikdash, it would be mutar. Because it's only a shema. Shema is mutar in the Beit HaMikdash. It's shvut. So let's review the dinim according to this. Right. Which means, in the Medina, when the tahton came a little loose, mutar to push it back in. Came out totally, asur, gezera, shema yitaka. The elyon, asur everywhere. Ben b'medina, ben b'mikdash, because it's isur deoraita. Now we go to the next Rashi. Shel bor v'shel dut. Davi binyan b'mechubal lekarka. Hashi binyan b'koldu. These items are like in-ground cisterns and what's the words they use?
Annex.
Okay, the in-ground holes. That's basically what it is. Kobor in the dut. It's in the ground itself. So here we're more mahmir. Because when you have binyan in the karka, it's more strict. And therefore the Megemara says, Lo yahzir, v'im yahzir hayav hatat. You're not allowed to put back anything, even the tahton. You cannot put back at all because it is considered binyan. So let's see. Shilbor, he says, hafira bekarka. So that's a hole in the ground. Dut, that's like a, has walls. You put a structure in the ground itself. Cement. Right, like you cemented the walls, or a keli. Beshel yatsiya, that's, okay, yatsiya is like a, again, a structure underneath the ground that's next to the house. And the seed came off, for, I guess they have doors, these items. Right? Lo yachzir. Vim yachzir hayav chatat. Because since these are attached to the ground, anything, even a tahton, which according to the Medina is normally a gezerah, in the bur, in the dut, and the yatsiya is considered isur, doraita, because it's binyan, bekarka. Good, and we go to the next Mishnah. Mahzirin retiya. What is a retiya? A bandage. The olden days, the bandage used to have like a cream or an ointment on it. They would put on the bandage and they would wrap it around, let's say, their hand, and they would have a wound. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that on Shabbat, it's permissible to take off the bandage, the Kohen in the Beit HaMikdash, and he can actually put it back. Now, what's the reason why we have to take it off? So that she tells us because Halakha says when the Kohen brings a Korban, his hands have to actually touch the Kelim that the Korban is in, or the blood is in, or the Menachot. There cannot be a Hatzitza between his hand and the Keli. So how does he get rid of the Hatzitza? He takes off the bandage. Once he takes off the bandage, we allow him to put it back on. Now even though, you know, he might be now smearing the ointment by putting it back on, the Chachamim said that this was only be Isud Rabbanan, and therefore they waived it. Now, Rashi says over here, one of the reasons why they waived it, Rashi. But Mikdash, I'm going to read Rashi. Let's read Mahzirin Retiya. Kohen Shelaka Biyado. The Kohen got a blemish in his hand. Venatan ale retiya bebe'ojom. He put a bandage on it from bebe'ojom. It's really not a bandage, it's like a, you know, you're wrapping it up in cloth.
Ace.
Yeah, like an ace bandage, it looks like. V'utzlach la'avot avodah b'shabbat u'b'yom tov. Now he has to work on Shabbat and Yom Tov. ונטר נטייה מעל ידו, שלא תהיה חוצצת. היא לא זאת אומרת, מי החציצה בינו ובין ידו לעבודה. החציצה פוסלת בדבעינו, ולקח הכהן. He has to actually take the keli. וכיוון דחייץ לא אבה לקיחה בכהן. It's like a sudden לקיחה, there's an interference. So מחזירה במקדש. You know why? They lo sharit me lachzira, because if you're not allow him to put it back, lo shakil le miyadeh. He's not going to want to take it off in the first place. Umimana, he's going to refrain himself. Velo habit avoda. Veze echad meshlosha devarim amurim masechet betza sheutru sofan meshum tachilatan. Here the rabbis allowed sofan meshum tachilatan, which means we allowed them to take it off, right, and put it back. Sofan to put it back. Because if you're not going to let him put it back, misofan, they're not going to want to do it mitchilatan from the beginning, because they're not going to want to take it off. They want to stay with, they want to have it for us, so they're not going to want to take it off, so they're going to do the avodah. So in order for them to do the avodah, we give them a seter. Mishnah says, keep one finger on Nashi, avalo b'medina, but you can't put the ritiyah back in the medina. Nashi says, gezera shema yimareya hadetiyah. It's a gezerah that you might come to put the ointment on the retia. Umiruah hainu mohaya ka'abud ba'avot melachot shel shevut. And shel Shabbat. Umiruah is one of the 39 melachot. So technically the whole thing is isur gezerah. So then the shayla would be, so in the Beit HaMikdash, what do we need this whole hetiru, sofan, meshum tehilatan? It's only isur de rabbanan anyway. Gezerah shema Yavoh lemareah in shvut b'mikdash. So we see that not all the shvutim are equal, which means certain shvutim, which we would consider, let's say shvut gedolah, we would be osir in the mikdash as well. So we're not for the seter of etiru sofan mishum tchilatan in the kenemit. This type of shvut would have been asur in the Beit HaMikdash. So you can't just make a rule and say in shvut b'mikdash. Certain shvutim obviously are asur. And the whole reason why it's mutarov is because of the special heter that we gave the Kohanim. In any event, comes the Gemara and says, now, but Tehila, that's when we read the end of the Mishnah, to put the Ritiyah on the Tehila on Shabbat, that already is asur kan vekan, whether it's in the Mikdash or whether it's in the Medina, asur. Now, again, you see over here, even though the Chaura, what should be the isur to put it on? A gezerah that you might come to put the ointment, and you're going to put the ointment, you're going to smear the ointment, and smearing the ointment is considered one of the melachot. So, the only etir we gave you is when already you have it on, and now you need it for the korbanot. So then we make him. But to put it on the Ketahila on Shabbat, even in the Beit HaMikdash, we're going to be, or say, Achim did make a gezerah. Look at Rashi, please. Im b'tchila, shelo hayta kishrol be'ojom. V'kohen ze, lo salik l'tzorech avoda. And this kohen over here was not doing any avoda. Kan v'kan asur. V'achal leka lemar en shivut b'mikdash. So why don't you tell me what it means? En shivut b'mikdash. Dabadai, high shvut lab tzorek gabawahu, il tzorek atzmo. Which is the shvut over here is for himself. He's not bringing any korbanot over here, so what do you tell the guy? Just because you were a kohen, you never intend to be over the rabbanans. So like a ta'ilat to put it on Shabbat, ben bezeh is going to be asur. Okay. Gemara. Tana rabbanan. Retiya shepirsha me'al gabe makah. A retiya, the bandage we'll call it, that it was removed, it came off from the Makkah. It fell off. Mahazirin b'Shabbat. So the Gemara is over here. It's mutar to put it back. Nobody's going to make a gezerah over here. Why not? Yeah, Rashi says, Retiya shepirsha shenafla. ומדינה כמיירי, ולך היא נקית פרשה, שרלונת למידה, you didn't take it off willingly, מחזירין, דמלתה דלו שכיחהו. Since it's not so common for it to fall off, so when it falls off on its own, לא גזו ברבנן. There's a difference between taking it off and falling off. So let's get the din again. Tanu Rabbanan. Ritiya shepirsha, meaning me'atzma, me'al gabe makam ma'azirin b'shabbat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hu'chleka lemata, if let's say it slipped below the makah, dohaka lema'la, you could push it back up. Lema'la, if it slid up above the makah, dohaka lemata, you could lower it down. Umegalem miksata ritiya. For that matter, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't take off the ritiya totally, because then you're going to have a problem of putting it back, but you can reveal part of the makah, and clean that area of the makah, and then reveal the other part of the retiyah. However, retiyah atzma lo yikaneyah, but do not clean the retiyah itself, because by cleaning the retiyah itself, you're causing the ointment that's on it to become smoothened out. V'miriyah hayav hatat. And if you made miruah, it's hayav hatat. Let's catch up in the nashis here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nafla in mahazirin. He agrees. If it fell off, he says, if it fell off, in mahazirin. Right. He's mahmir. Tana Kama said what? If it fell off, lo shkiyah, lo gazru. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If it fell off, you can't put it back on. Avali muhleka, only if it fell off partially, you could push it up or push it down. Correct. And then if you want to clean the makkah, you can even move it up a little, clean the makkah, push it down, and clean the other side. Yeah?
Can't do it one time?
No. Cannot take the whole thing off at one time.
You can't move it up all the way?
No. Only part. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda. And halakha follows the strict opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Chasda. Roshanu Ela. Now here's the key. This whole machloket between Tanakama and the Biuda, lo shalosh pirsha al gabe keli, meaning where let's say it fell off and it landed on a keli, then you have a machloket. Could you put it back or not? Aba pirsha al gabe karka. But if it fell and landed on the floor, devrei hakol asur. Then everybody's going to say asur. Why? After it falls on the ground, that's considered returning. That's considered returning even according to Tanakama. When it falls on a keli, it didn't fall on the floor yet. So it's considered still there. It's not dirty or not dirty. The point is, what's considered removed? So if it removed, it fell on the keli, it's still attached, so to speak. It's the same item, you return it back on. But there you have a machloket. Even the Biudah will say, I don't care. On the keli? Can't. Everybody agrees, but if it fell on the floor, that's considered already a new ma'aseh, so to speak, and if it's considered a suit. Rashi. What did Tanakama say? It's mutar. Ela shepesha agabe keli. Ala kar o la kese. It fell on the pillow or the comforter. Agabe karka, kerechem tahila adame. That's considered a new pudding. And everybody agrees that Tanakama cannot put a new bandage on Shabbat. Amar mor barabashe. Habaka imna kame abba. Mor barabashe said, I was by my father. Nafla le abe sadya. The retiya fell on the pillow. The kame adirle. So he put it back on. Amina le. So I told him, lo savar la mor lehad amar of hazda. Don't you hold how Rav Hasda interpreted the machloket? He said, machloket shepirshah gabe keli. Ava pirshah gabe karka asur. Didn't you learn that the machloket is dafka when it fell on a keli? And we know that halakha follows the biyuda, and therefore falling on a pillow is going to be asur. So why did you put the retiya back? Amar li, so he told me, lo shamiyali. What is lo shamiyali? Kilomar lo svirali. I don't hold like that. I don't learn the machloket like Rav Hasda learns. Oh, so how does he learn? Rashi, where's Rashi? Lo shamiyali, had the Rav Hasda, the anas virali dechi peligri b'dam nefilah agabe karka. I hold that the whole mahlok is when it falls on the ground. But when it falls on a pillow, even the Rabbi Yehuda will agree,
mutar to put it back. So therefore, I hold like that. Halakha can be with that, nechad amir. The only machlok is on the ground, even hachamim will say it is permissible. But on the kar or the keset, that's where we have the machlok.